June is Pride Month, and many LGBTQ celebrations are taking a different tone. They're changing to confront anti-trans legislation and address a reckoning over racism in policing. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Michaela Winberg reports.
The group that used to run Philly Pride for decades disbanded last summer after posting a few controversial statuses on Facebook. One included the Blue Lives Matter flag, but with a rainbow stripe. The other one referred to trans women as, quote, those dressed as women, implying that trans women aren't actually women.
I mean, that's really was the worst kind of insult you could pay.
That's Jose DeMarco, a longtime organizer with the HIV/AIDS Coalition ACT UP Philadelphia.
People saw this and had absolutely enough of pride in their BS.
Activists say the Facebook posts echoed a long history of Philly Pride being too cozy with police and too centered on the white gay male experience. In 2016, the group offered the title of Parade Grand Marshal to a group of LGBTQ police officers called the Gay Officer Action League of Greater Philadelphia. The police group turned down the honor after backlash from queer people of color. Community member Alicia Gonzalez says honoring police is offensive, since Pride started with Stonewall, which was a protest against police violence.
To be so brazen as to not only work in collaboration, but to try to celebrate the police at your event was not even a dog whistle. Like, it was blatantly harmful.
When the old Pride fell apart, a new group stepped in.
Today, we are assembled to imagine a new Pride in Philadelphia. Okay? Is that exciting to y'all? Because that's exciting to me.
For the first time, a group of mostly Black and Brown LGBTQ organizers are throwing Pride. They're calling themselves the PHL Pride Collective, and they're organizing something different. This year, Pride will be a march instead of a parade. It'll end in a street fair with music and dancing, food and drinks, and multiple stages for performers. And it'll be free to enter for the first time in almost 30 years. Ashley Coleman, a member of the new group, says there will be no police officers marching at Pride. They also put together their own community safety model.
So in addition to private security, we also have the medics, but also mental health providers, social workers, therapists on site at our community resource centers to come in. If things start getting a little hot, a little heated, can come in and de-escalate things.
Philly isn't the only place where Pride is changing. In San Francisco, police aren't allowed to march in uniform this year, so they're boycotting Pride, along with San Francisco's Sheriff's Department and Fire Department. The whole ordeal has led the mayor of San Francisco to declare she's not going to Pride at all this year. With hundreds of anti-trans bills sweeping the nation, some say Pride should return to a protest, like its Stonewall roots. The groups that ran Pride events in Boston and Pittsburgh have also disbanded.
As an LGBTQ community, we need to be centering Black and Brown trans people.
Ciora Thomas, a Black trans woman from Pittsburgh, helped organize the new Pride March there.
Because our ancestors or transcestors, they fought so hard, but for the gay rights movement. But the main folks who are being targeted now are trans folks.
That's why Thomas says, moving forward, trans rights should be the focus of the fight. For NPR News, I'm Michaela Winberg in Philadelphia.
That story came to us from the WHYY podcast, March On, The Fight for Pride.